Good afternoon, Bridget.
Good afternoon. How are you going?
Really good. Thanks for joining us here on 2SER.
Thank you for having me.
Well, for those who don't know much about it, look, and I must say I'm a bit of an opera noob, can you tell us a little bit about La Boheme and what the story's about?
Yeah, sure. So La Boheme is basically the ultimate love story. We meet Rodolfo and Mimi, our two leads, on Christmas Eve in 1969 with a group of Bohemians who are basically experiencing a really lean, cold winter. So that's the setting for our story. Mimi knocks on the door and she's searching for candlelight, and so begins this epic love story between those two characters. If you're familiar with Rent or Baz Luhrmann's Moulin Rouge, it's basically the same story and an adaptation from La Boheme.
Sounds like it's had a few different versions. I hadn't even realised that. I have seen Rent.
Yeah.
And so it's based on that same story, which I believe was originally set in 1830s.
That's right. Ours is a little bit more updated, but that's true. Yeah, it inspired those two adaptations. So.
Yeah, right. Really interesting. Now, what
did you... Timeless tale.
Well, I guess so. Well, love is timeless, right?
It is.
It must have been going for a long time. When was this written, and like, how come it's lasted so long? What's kept it, I guess, relevant to future audiences?
Yeah, I think it sort of speaks to audiences because the tale is universal. Two people falling in love, not a care in the world for what might happen tomorrow, you know, who hasn't been young and reckless. It resonates with everyone. Yeah. And the hope for the future as well. It's post-war, so people are looking for a change in the political climate and in what the future might bring for them. So, you know, those themes resonate with all of us every day. It's really universal, this tale.
Yeah. I remember some of the storyline from Rent and also Moulin Rouge. There's a lot of sort of tragedy that happens, you know, during those shows. But then I guess it all sort of wraps up and it's sort of uplifting in the end. Is that something that people go away from this feeling uplifted and happy, or do you think they feel a bit depressed?
I'd like to think so. I mean, it's not all dark and you know, it's not all bad things happening. There are some really fantastic, light, funny moments. We have the beautiful Musetta, who comes in and really is the life of the party, played by the beautiful Julie Lee Goodwin. And she's a real live wire. So it's not all, you know, down in the dumps. It's full of fun and laughter. Yeah. And there's some really great comic characters in there as well. So they'll definitely go away feeling, having had a laugh, having seen fireworks, and having seen a heartwarming tale set on stage.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of wonderful characters, as you're mentioning. Who would be your favourite, or one that you think...
I've already mentioned my favourite. I love Musetta. Ah. I think she's such a contrast. she's such a contrast from Mimi, the other lead soprano. And she really is a live wire. She comes onto the stage and she sings Quando Menvo, which is basically taunting Marcello. And I think she's just a fabulous character.
As a soprano, have you played her before?
No, I'd love to play her. Julie's has got a beautiful interpretation of Musetta.
Right.
But Musetta is definitely on my list as well. The other character actually that I think the audiences would find hard not to warm to is Mimi, because she is just such a kind, beautiful soul, and we just feel for her plight as her time is cut so tragically short at the end. So,
oh, spoilers.
Spoiler alert, I should have mentioned that.
That's all right.
Sorry to kill that for you.
Now, this has been going on down at the harbour for about a month or so now, right?
Yeah.
How's it been, like, on that sort of stage out in the open on the most beautiful harbour in the world? What's that experience been like?
Look, it is a stunning workplace, let me tell you. It's pretty special. This production, actually, I was lucky enough to do Carmen last year as well. Mm-hmm. And this production is different. Every year, Opera Australia, we have to have an extravaganza. And they've added some snow. So you'll, for the first time ever, I think, on Sydney Harbour, you will see snow on our set. We've got an aerial stunt as well, which is lots of fun.
Yeah.
And we've got fireworks, of course. That's a big draw card for Lab OM, and fire sticks as well. So very talented acrobats and actors doing lots of different things. So it's not just singing. There's a lot of different things happening on stage.
What happens when it's like windy or rainy, or, you know, the elements get involved?
Do you know what? We actually had a really windy night the other night. We have been, touch wood, pretty blessed with weather this season.
Yeah.
But it was fabulous. There's this scene in Act 3, and the prostitutes are behind these sort of screens. And it was kind of like a Maybelline ad. Our head was blowing in the wind. It was very Vogue. And we all kind of came off thinking, wow, that was a really great start to Act 3. So we just kind of go with it. If it rains, we perform up until a certain extent.
Yeah.
But it's a great vibe in the audience as well. They bring their ponchos. They have their umbrellas. It's kind of, we go on. The show must go on.
Yeah.
So we perform in all weathers. But touch wood, we've been really, really lucky. So we're hoping that that good weather stays with us.
So it wraps up on this Sunday. So if people want to get in there, especially the last show, I always feel like the last show is always sometimes one of the best. So there's still tickets available for Sunday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. If people want to, people should ring up Opera Australia and get their tickets, because mm-hmm. it's a sensational show. And often, that's right, the last night is we go out with a bang.
Yeah.
I'm really going to miss this show. It's a really spectacular show. Spectacular one.
And all the leftover fireworks, they're all going on the last night, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, a surplus there. So,
well, it sounds amazing, and congratulations on the show. Look forward to seeing whatever you get up to next. I was just talking before, but you actually did an Old New Borough Blue with Joel, or an interview with Joel earlier on 2SCR.
Yes.
So if anyone wants to catch up on that, just jump onto 2SCR.com and search for Bridget on there, Bridget Patterson, and you can find that as well. But thank you so much for chatting to us about Lab OM today.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.